approximately twice a month, I will be focusing Read to Lead on the specific context of leading by two. Every manager has the capacity with every direct report to build a relationship in which the two lead by two. The advantages of turning a direct report into a peer with whom one leads are enormous. The lower person is set free to invent, think, question, encourage, inspire, and otherwise act like a leader, even towards the authority figure. I tried to do just this, to fully unleash the agency and initiative of my students and clients, and when I do, I get way better in what I can deliver to them, and they are much more motivated to play the game. A few years back, I realized that you could picture a diagram. It's on my website, which shows the job of parents and managers. We ought to aspire to lead by two in this way. Imagine a diagram with a vertical column and a horizontal column. We begin with a small child or a new staff person at the bottom of that vertical bar in a position of dependency. But then our job is to continually push our side of the bar down and to the right, to arrive at a horizontal position, continually elevating the one below. When we reach horizontal, we then elevate each other up that vertical bar, improving each other through appreciation, perspective, respect, challenge, and more appreciation. At its most simple core, leading by two results when both parties strive for an equal adult-to-adult relationship. We have to recognize that structures of organizations almost never promote this kind of equality, as a boss is almost always, one, paid more, two, able to hire, fire, demote, promote, assign interesting or awful work, etc. Three, they're able to set the agenda for the year, the quarter, the week, the project, and every single meeting. And four, they're in possession of information about the larger structure, and they have access to higher-ups. A simple way of visually looking at this is the manager can much more easily push their report to the margins or even outside the margins of the organization, while the subordinate can seldom have any such power. Perhaps as powerful as these organizational imbalances and working right alongside them are the internalized aspects of egoic human nature. Bosses consciously, but especially unconsciously, think of themselves as they have experienced other authority figures, parents, teachers, judges, doctors. As bosses, we mimic them, assuming a kind of superiority and knowledge, judgment, mental processing, and other faculties. Bottom line, it takes a continuous effort to tip the scales, to give away information, choice, and power. It takes conscious effort to not know and not say or imply because I said so. It takes admitting mistakes, asking questions, and appreciating other support. It takes so very much more than saying you have an open door policy to truly lead with your best self.